And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and going over to our friends Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And it's a pretty cool, but sort of sunny, wintry day out here today, and thanks for tuning in, whether that be live on one of those two stations, or listening back on the podcast, or on the live stream around the globe, or listening back on the archives, which I've nearly caught up with, folks, so I'm in the motion of that. And I'm still trying to track down a guest for today, so that may or may not happen, but we may talk to them later, or we'll definitely do some weather, gardening to-dos and such things. In the meantime, I'm going to play you a song now by The Clean called Point That Thing Somewhere Else. The Clean there with Point That Thing Somewhere Else, which may or may not be based on one of the closing lines of Maurice G's fantastic novel called Plum. And it's weather time now here on the Over the Fence show. And Aotearoa is in a bit of a squash zone today. Mainly straight line of windy, cloudy and sometimes wet weather between high pressure zone and low pressure zone. Generally it's on one side of the low zone and with low pressure in the Tassie. High pressure southeast of Aotearoa. This place is the squash zone right across our beautiful country. And the low has weakened a little this week and in the days ahead, and this reduces the overall intensity of this particular squash zone, but it will still be windy in some places over the next day or two. And it is pretty windy today. An unusual kind of wind too, really. It's sort of easterly-ish, maybe nor-easterly slightly. And windy weather, windy weather will be from the nor-east for exposed areas with the strongest winds in marine and alpine areas. Yeah, up to Hutawai, which is like around here, and Whangaroa, I guess it is marine-ish type area. Most populated places shouldn't be too exposed, but keep up to date with your local wind forecasts as the setup shifts a little across the day. Auckland can expect a bluster easterlies later, with gales possible some places. Coldest weather will be coming up from the east off the Southern Ocean, emerging with a nor'east flow along the eastern South Island. The wettest weather will be in the far north, beautiful Northland and eastern North Island, and showers and drizzly patches are possible elsewhere, including the eastern South Island, but many other places are dry. And you're just looking at the weather maps and things like that. It's kind of slightly, the high is going to slide off kind of over the Chathams and down towards, I guess, south east of the country as time goes by, so this time tomorrow sort of thing. What else can I bring you weather-wise around today, the week ahead? In the Waikato, looks kind of similar, very similar actually tomorrow as to what it is today. Cloudy, a little bit of sun, 15 degrees, then 9 tonight, 8 tomorrow night. Easterly winds, which carry on as Friday as well, which again is looking pretty similar. So the next 3 days is pretty much what you see is what you get. There is a 10% chance of rain on Friday and no chance today or tomorrow. Saturday, the wind sort of moves east nor easterly. But again, it's sort of cloudy and a little bit sunny, 15 degrees once more, 10 degrees at night, and a 20% chance of rain. And Sunday, Monday, expecting rain, 14, 15 degrees, so that's pretty solid for all week, around that temperature, and 12 and 11 degrees over the weekend, and the wind moves nor-easterly, then back to east-nor-easterly, but yeah, rain, 20 mils around, 15, 20 mils, something like that they're expecting. And then kind of sunny and showery as we move into next week, but temperatures kind of remain the same, but the wind moves. South-southwesterly, humidity today is 76 degrees, even though it's like 89 in my little fuddy. And the sun rose this morning at 7:36 and will set at 9:05 this evening. Yes, the days are short. Length of visible light is only 10 hours and 31 minutes, and the actual day length is 9 hours and 32 minutes, and tomorrow will be 5 seconds shorter than it is today. We're coming up pretty rapidly upon the solstice, I think, which is on the 21st, I think, is it a couple of days, something like that. And the beautiful moon I've seen in the last couple of nights, actually, that will rise at 2:36 this evening and set at 4:31 this morning. It's a waxing gibbous, 91% illuminated with the full moon coming up on the 22nd. So it's almost going to be at the same time as the solstice, which is interesting. For any of you astronomically inclined out there. And now I'm going to play for you a song. I'll come back with some gardening to do probably after this, and this one's going to be Parky Courts with Black and White. We'll be right back. Right, folks, here we are. That was Parky Courts there with a Black and White. Hope you enjoyed it. Now we're going to do some gardening news here on the Over the Fence show. And this month, yes, it is winter, but a funny sort of winter, isn't it? These are things you can sow the seeds of broad beans. You can plant out your cabbages. You can plant cloves of garlic. You can plant out kale. You can sow seeds of lettuce and mustard greens. You can start undercovering seed trays your onions. And you can sow the seeds of all these things. Peas, radishes, shallots, and snow peas, and strawberries. And also, beetroot, parsnips, radishes, shallots, snow peas, spring onions, and strawberries. So there's some of the things, and a few other things you can do here. Apples, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, cabbage, cyclamen, daffodil, feed jars, garlic, hyacinth, kale, lettuce, mesclun, onions, parsley, peas, peaches, pears, plums, radish, raspberries, rose, silver beet, spinach, strawberries, and tulips. Some things you can carry on with, as always, in the garden. And now we're going to play by Faith No More, a song called Evidence.
Thank you.
There we are, folks. That was Faith No More there with Evidence, and our guest for today has arrived in the studio. We're going to be talking to Steve Rickard from Tokitane, but we're just having a little chat about what we're going to chat about. So I'm going to play another song. We'll be back with him after this one by the Exploding Budgies called Kenneth Anger.
Thank you.
And there we are, folks. That was the Exploding Budgies there with Kenneth Anger. And now we are joined on the show by today's guest, Steve Rickard from Totoko Tane, which used to be and still is called the Men's Support Services, which goes throughout the Waikato. And welcome to the studio, Steve.
Cheers, brother. Good to be here.
And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah, great to hear. Great to be here.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about yourself, I guess, first, Steve.
Okay. So I've had a lifetime journey with depression. I'm 64 years old now, so have struggled all through my life with mental health issues right from a very young boy of 5 years old. So been in and out of depression basically all my life. Mm. And, you know, there's been lots of good times, but there's been some pretty dark times as well. So it's great to be involved in a profession now where I can help and reach out and a bit of life experience and just be able to help other guys.
Yeah, more than just a bit. I mean, when did you first sort of figure out for yourself or whatever that, you know, that this was a thing and it wasn't, you know, it was more, you know, not everybody felt like this or something like that, you know, when you first figured that, yeah, hey, this isn't cool, you know, what am I experiencing, so to speak?
Well, I guess as a teenager, went through all the you know, the normal struggles of teenage life. Mm. Got married at a very young age, at 20 years old. That relationship broke up. I've had three marriages.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's played out right throughout my life, really. So, you know, it's just you go down the track of trying to avoid it and trying to distract yourself from it. But it never works. It sticks with you. Yep.
And on your own journey, what kind of helped you?
I think a turning point for me was probably only around 10 years ago now. Mm. And that was to realize that the things that I believed about myself were lies. And all my life I've been believing lies. And those lies were formed as a very young child in my head about who I was. About my value, my self-esteem suffered, my education suffered, my relationships suffered. But it was really, I ended up writing a poem about 10 years ago, and it was called The Void. And in that poem, I talked about the lie that I had been believing all my life. Yeah. So that was a real turning point for me. So I'm now believing the truth about myself and not believing the lies.
Right on. Mm. Sounds really powerful.
Very powerful.
Very
powerful.
Yeah. Well, I guess from that point on, you decided to sort of get into this sort of mahi? Or?
Yes, I've been involved in this mahi for about 7 years now.
Yeah.
It actually sort of came about quite unexpectedly. I've actually been in the building industry all my life.
Right.
Until I got into this mahi.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I was working as a maintenance builder on site at Ruakura,
yeah,
Ag Research Centre.
Okay.
And male support services came on site as a tenant in one of the buildings. So I was given the task of renovating the building before they moved in.
Mm.
And so I was fortunate to meet the manager, Mike Holloway, and told him my story, and he sort of encouraged me to get involved with running support groups, so just co-facilitating support groups at that point, just voluntarily. And I just loved it and really enjoyed giving back and being involved in that healing journey for other men.
Yeah, right.
And so then a couple of years later, I was taken on full-time as a peer support worker for male support services.
Right on.
Yeah.
No such thing as coincidences, eh?
No such thing as coincidences, mate. Absolutely right.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good way to get into it. And yes. Now, I guess, tell us about your role, sort of what you do nowadays.
Okay, so beginning of this year or the end of last year, we put on a mobile caravan, which is called the Chat Room. And we travel around the Waikato, and it's just basically a safe space for men to come and offload unload, talk about whatever struggles they're going through. What's said in the caravan stays in the caravan, it's very confidential. And so I just travel around the Waikato, park up on the side of the road, same place every 3 weeks, and just, yeah, open the doors and I get guys coming in, dropping in. Sometimes they'll see me the previous 3 weeks that I was there, and they won't sort of do anything about it then. But then the next time I'm there, they'll, you know, come and have a conversation, which is great. So the more I do it, the more familiar I'm becoming, and getting known within the local towns, and yeah, it's great.
Right on. I didn't realise you're in town. Must have been 3 weeks ago. Last time I saw your ute and caravan parked outside the old hub down there, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. And you had a man in there you were talking to, but you'll grab your car anyway, and so it was great. And so how long have you been coming out here to Whangaroa?
So really, this is only about the fifth or sixth time.
Okay.
So I was parking over in the Domain, but the last time, I don't know if you remember, was an absolute terrible day.
Very windy.
Very stormy day.
Yes.
And it threatened to pick my caravan up over in the Domain there. So I actually made the decision to come around to this side and park outside the museum, under the shelter of the museum. And I found that that was a much better place to be anyway, because it's more public and had more people, more visible. And so that's where I'm going to be parking from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sure was windy. It was that very day, later on this afternoon, as a matter of fact, that it's all about stuff getting picked up. A half-round barn on the farm I'm looking after got ripped clean out of the ground.
Oh, my goodness. It was very windy.
So anyway, you're going to make that your spot?
That's my spot, until I get moved on. I can't see any no parking signs there, so that's where we'll stay.
Fantastic. And that's once every 3 weeks?
Once every 3 weeks on a Wednesday, yes.
And this show also goes over to Free FM, which comes out of the Tron, goes throughout the Waikato. So what are the spots what are the towns and do you go to around the Waikato?
Okay, tomorrow I'm in Tikuiti.
Yeah.
So I also, yesterday I was in Matamata.
Yeah.
I usually spend Mondays at the Hamilton Lake.
Yeah.
Fridays, normally my day in the office. So I do Tukurua, Cambridge, Moransville, Matamata, Tikuiti, Otorohanga, Raglan, where else? Pairoa, Te Araha.
Oh, hello. Man, you get around.
Get around.
Good on you, man, for doing the May.
Cheers. Thank you.
And how long are you here in Whangaroa for on Wednesdays?
So I normally get here by about 8 in the morning and leave by about 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Sure.
And so you'll open up sort of between, like, I don't know, what, 9 and start packing up about 2 or whatever.
Every now and again I'll be away for a coffee.
Yeah.
But if the door's closed, then just wait around. I'll be back in 10 minutes or so.
Fantastic. And you were telling me off air a little story about the guy who set up the men's support service. Do you want to just tell that one again?
Sure. So the male support services was set up around 15 years ago for male survivors of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
And that's still our core focus. Probably 70% of our clients are survivors of sexual abuse. So we provide free counselling for men.
Yeah.
The other 30% would be just general mental health issues, from depression, anxiety, to relationship stuff, loneliness, just whatever is troubling the men.
Yeah.
So we provide free counselling for all men. So we have a bunch of student counsellors as well who do their placements with us. So we can provide free counselling with third and fourth year counselling students.
Right.
So, yeah, Mike Holloway was the guy who started it up 15 years ago. He was a farmer in the King Country. He is a survivor himself. So at that point, there was nothing available for male survivors of sexual abuse. So he sold his farm, and with the profits, he started up Male Support Services. So currently we have over 1,000 active clients.
Oh, man, that's so disheartening to hear these numbers, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, it is. And we have around 100 counsellors who contract to us.
Yeah.
So there's a waiting list. So, yeah, there's always people needing counselling.
Yeah, the services just aren't there for people, are they? You know,
no.
Yeah,
we're only hitting the tip of the iceberg, really.
Yeah,
which is very sad.
Yeah, it is very sad
because it affects our men in such tragic ways.
Yeah,
the trauma that a lot of these men suffer is unbelievable, and so.
And unfortunately, you know, it spills out sideways onto the wahine and the children and everybody else around, right?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, great story for Mike Holloway, just anyway, to get him to do that. So,
thank you.
And thanks again for coming in, Steve. Really appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Pleasure.
Keep up your good mahi, and we'll keep in touch about this.
Absolutely.
So Billy, get back to your caravan and get on with your mahi.
But thank you so much.
Thanks for coming, and really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. There we are, folks. Steve Rickard, who's going to be outside the iHub, and I'll come back after this one by the Headless Chicken School Railway Surfing. there we are, folks. That was the Headless Chickens with their song Railway Surfing. I'm just getting something else organised, folks. In the meantime, I'm going to play for you by Lou Reed called My Friend George.
Read in the paper about a minky with a sword, and that made me think of my friend George. People said the man was 5'6". Sounds like Georgie with his killing stick. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. You're talking about my friend George. I knew Georgie since he's 8. I always thought that he was great. And anything that George would do, you know that I would do it too. George liked music and George liked to fight. He worked out in a downtown gym every night. I'd spar with him when work was done. We split lips, but it was all in fun. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George. Next thing I hear, George has got his stick. He's using it for more than kicks. I seen him down at Smalley's bar. He was wired up. I tried to calm him down. Avenge yourself, he says to me. Avenge yourself for humanity. Avenge yourself for the weak and the poor. Stick it to these guys right through their heads. No, the fight is my music and the stick is my sword. And you know that I love you so. Please don't say a word. Can't you hear the music playing? The anthem, it's my call. And the last I seen of Georgie was he running through the door. I says, hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George.
Folks, here we are. That was Lou Reed there with My Friend George, and it is time for public service announcements here on the Over the Fence show. And I want to say that the community board are having a hooey here in the town hall, in the supper room, not in our exactly the same building as Raglan Community Radio HQ, but in the other side of the building, on the sort of bottom end of the building, there's a having a hooey in there. So get along to that if you want to listen to or talk to the community board about whatever's on your mind, or congratulate them, or bring up some sort of problem or issue with them. And the council people are always usually there as well. And also the New Zealand Tree Crops Association. You may remember we had a guest on from them a few weeks ago. We've got another one coming up in the next few weeks too, folks. A bit of a tease for you. That tree and plant sale is happening at the Hamilton Gardens, the Camellia Car Park, entrance from Gate 2 from Cobham Drive on Saturday the 6th of July, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. So you can bring along some plants to sell if you register, or you can just go in and buy some plants. And I know that's always very popular with the people out here in Whanganui. So that's the Waikato branch of the New Zealand Tree Club Association Tree and Plant Sale, Saturday, 6th of July at the Hamilton Gardens. Also tonight at the Harbour View Hotel is Science Night, put on by the good people next door at the Whanganui Environment Centre. And Bexy Toll will be talking tonight about the Mangatauteri to Aprongia Bush Corridor project she's involved with. So that'll be a good one. We had her on the show a while ago. I must get her back on because that was when she just started the job. So, and I think station manager Aaron Moore on the morning show had her on a few weeks ago, Aaron. So, yes, a couple of ways you can look back at her mahi. But she'll be at the pub tonight, Science Night, 7 o'clock. Bexy Toll talking about the Mangatauteri to Prongia Bush Corridor project. And also, speaking of the Whanganui Environment Centre, the Aroha stand, as always, sitting out in the entranceway of the town hall, where you can get free seeds and punnets and seed raising mix to go home and start planting your winter garden. Nothing you can do. And also, Mike and the good people up at the community house are starting once again, I don't know if it's today or maybe next week, restarting the Koha Kai. You can go up there on a Wednesday, sit down. They usually have some beautiful soups, and they always have dessert and some nice Arawana bread and stuff like that up there. And that's free, or if you can afford it, drop a gold coin or something, Koha, for the tucker up there. Or you can donate some kai up there. But I have talked to Mike about that first, that one. So that's the Koha Kai up at the Raglan Community House. And also, of course, our guest we were just talking to before, Steve Rickard from Toitoko Tane, is outside the iHub or the museum just down the road here till around about 3 o'clock or so. So there's some public service. And Matariki, there's plenty coming up, Matariki events, and that will all be up on the Raglan Community Radio website soon, I believe. Mark is working on that at the moment. So there's some public service announcement for you. And now I'm going to play the Pixies with Cactus. That was the Pixies, of course, with Cactus off the Magnificent Surfer Rosa album. Now I'm going to play for you a New Zealand tune by Booze and S. Roy's called Ain't Mutating.
Hi, swingers. I got a great new group I want you to meet. You're going to see and hear a whole lot more of them, but don't forget where you saw and heard them first. Right here on Radio with Pictures. They got a wild waxing for you. It's a chartbuster. It's heading for number one. It's Ape Mutatin'. Here's Birdnest Roy's.
Folks, that was Birdnest Roy's there with Ain't Mutating, and that is nearly it for the show. So thank you for listening. If you're tuned in on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM or Free FM 89.0, I think they play this at about 4:30 over there. And if you are live streaming anywhere around the world, thank you. If you're tuning into the archives, which we've nearly caught up on, I promise by next week I would have done that, folks. Thank you again. And also, yes, you may be live streaming as well off the RaglanRadio.com website. And thank you once again, and thank you for listening. How are you doing it? And have a great week out there, folks. Ka kite, they're going to go with this one. Retro by Belt Space. Take care, folks. Look after yourselves and each other.